a Jewish journal article, NYT criticized for romanticizing Iranian nuclear scientist. The New York Times is being criticized for allegedly romanticizing a top nuclear scientist for the Iranian government who was killed in November 2020. The Times reported that the scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, was killed by a remote-controlled machine gun that fired at the vehicle in which he was traveling at the time. The report states that the Israeli government was likely behind the assassination, as Fakhrizadeh was considered to be the mastermind behind Iran's nuclear program. In a September 18 tweet promoting the story, The Times tweeted, "Despite his prominent position, Iran's top nuclear scientist wanted to live a normal life. He loved reading poetry, taking his family to the seashore and driving his own car instead of having bodyguards drive him in an armored vehicle." Former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Danny Danon, who currently chairs World Liquid, tweeted, "If you ask the NY Times, Fakhrizadeh was a poetry-loving family man. They forget to mention that he was developing nuclear weapons with the ultimate goal of destroying the USA and Israel." Other Jewish and pro-Israel Twitter users also denounced the tweet. Unbelievable this, New York Times. Tweet remains up. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted, "Absolutely disgraceful to romanticize Fakhrizadeh as a lover of poetry. Who cares about his hobbies when he made clear his true passion project was the annihilation of the only Jewish state in the world?" American Jewish Committee CEO David Harris similarly wrote that the Times tweet is a new low for the paper. Apart from a key role in Iran's goal of destroying Israel, he wanted to live a normal life. Hey, as long as he loved poetry and the beach, why allow the planned murder of 9 million people to detract from his life story? Human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovitsky, who heads the International Legal Forum, also tweeted, "I can only shudder at how the New York Times would have described Hitler today. Despite his prominent position, the Nazi leader wanted to live a normal life. He was a vegetarian, loved art and reading poetry, and was a doting uncle." Adam Credo, reporter for the conservative website Washington Free Beacon, noted that the Times reporter who wrote the story recently had two formal complaints filed against her for pro-Iran bias and multiple faculties inaccuracies, and linked to a story he had written on the matter. The Times did not respond to the journal's request for comment.